Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing wrong things and messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distrusting, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through tonight.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say,
I just wanna hear you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, you all. I am Deacon Lowe. I'll be your host this afternoon. Angela had a book club meeting today, so I'll be carrying on the show. And I would like for all you all, when I call the last four numbers of your name or your number, give me your name, please. 6611. Is that Carrie?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
7682. I see that.
Okay, thanks, Auntie. Good evening.
Good evening. Good
evening.
Good evening.
0422.
Vicki Huffman, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Okay, now we have 1347.
Sister Shirley. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Last but not least, 9463. Is that you, Auntie Betty? Oh, I haven't clocked in yet.
Yeah, that's
how he was. Okay, I'm sorry. I had you on mute, Auntie Betty.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we got a full house tonight. For me? Okay, I would like to welcome you all. I'd like to welcome you all to a family gathered together to give God praise. This is the family Nellums Walk with Jesus prayer line. And I'd like to thank all of you all for joining in. And at this moment, I'll do a roll call at this time. And we have Mother Vernon. Sister Smith, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Sister Vicki, Sister Shirley, and Auntie Betty. Did I miss anyone? Oh, and myself,
nope.
Deacon Lowe.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, okay. All right. Okay, let me see what I got here. I got First Chronicles chapter 2, be played by Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Okay, you can go ahead and get started as we see if any others are going to join in, okay?
Oh, okay. Wait a minute.
First Chronicles 1, Adam. First Chronicles 2, these are the sons of Israel. Issachar and Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah, Er, and Onan, and Shelah, which three were born unto him of the daughter of Shua, the Canaanitess. And Er, the firstborn of Judah, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he slew him. And Tamar, his daughter-in-law, bore him Pharez and Zerah. All the sons of Judah were five. The sons of Pharez, Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Zerah, Zimri and Etan and Heman and Kalkol and Dara. Five of them in all. And the sons of Carmi, Ahar, the troubler of Israel, who transgressed in the thing accursed. And the sons of Etan, Azariah, the sons also of Hezron that were born unto him, Yerameel and Ram and Helubai. And Ram begat Aminadab, and Aminadab begat Nashon, prince of the children of Judah. And Nashon begat Salmah, and Salmah begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse. And Jesse begat his firstborn, Eliab, and Abinadab the second, and Shema the third, Netanael the fourth, Radai the fifth, Osem the sixth, David the seventh, whose sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. And the sons of Zeruiah, Abishai, and Joab, and Asahel, Gri. And Abigail bare Amasa. And the father of Amasa was Yeder, the Ishmaelite. And Caleb, the son of Hezron, begat children of Atzubah, his wife, and of Yeriot. Her sons are these, Yesher, and Chobab, and Ardon. And when Atzubah was dead, Caleb took unto him Ephrat, which bare him Hur. And Hur begat Uri, and Uri begat Bethel. And afterward Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 80 years old, and she bare him Segub. And Segub begat Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. And he took Geshur and Aram, with the towns of Jair, from them, with Kenat, and the towns thereof, even 80 cities. All these belonged to the sons of Machir, the father of Gilead. And after that Hezron was dead in Calisaphah. And Abiah, Hezron's wife, bare him Ashur, the father of Tekoah. And the sons of Yerameel, the firstborn of Hezron, were Ram, the firstborn, and Bunah, and Oren, and Otsem, and Ahiyah. Yerameel had also another wife, whose name was Atarah. She was the mother of Onam. And the sons of Ram, the firstborn of Yerameel, were Ma'az, and Yamin, and Eker. And the sons of Onam were Shammai, and Yadah. And the sons of Shammai, Nadab, and Abishur. And the name of the wife of Abishur was Abihail. And she bare him Abal and Molid. And the sons of Nadab, Seled, and Apaim. But Seled died without children. And the sons of Apaim, Ishi. And the sons of Ishi, Sheshan. And the children of Sheshan, Alai. And the sons of Yadah, the brother of Shammai, Yeter, and Jonathan. And Yeter died without children. And the sons of Jonathan, Pelet, and Tatar. These were the sons of Yerameel. Now Sheshan had no sons, but daughters. And Sheshan had a servant, an Egyptian, whose name was Yarha. And Sheshan gave his daughter to Yarha, his servant, to wife. And she bare him Atai. And Atai begat Natan. And Natan begat Zabad. And Zabad begat Eflal. And Eflal begat Obed. And Obed begat Yehu. And Yehu begat Azariah. And Azariah begat Heletz. And Heletz begat Eliasar. Eliasar begat Sisamai, and Sisamai begat Shalom, and Shalom begat Yekamiah, and Yekamiah begat Elishama. Now the sons of Caleb, the brother of Yerameel, were Mesha, his firstborn, which was the father of Zif, and the sons of Marashah, the father of Hebron. And the sons of Hebron, Korah, and Tapuah, and Rekem, and Shema, and Shema begat Raham, the father of Yerkoam. And Rekem begat Shammai, and the son of Shammai was Maon, and Maon was the father of Betzur. And Ephah, Caleb's concubine, bare Haran, and Mozah, and Yatetz, and Haran begat Gadtetz. And the sons of Yadai, Regel, and Yotam, and Gesham, and Pelet, and Ephah, and Sha'af. Ma'achah, Caleb's concubine, bare Sheber, and Tirhanah. She bare also Sha'af, the father of Madmanah, Sheva, the father of Machnerah, and the father of Gibeah. and the daughter of Caleb was Achsah. These were the sons of Caleb, the son of Hur, the firstborn of Ephratah, Shobal, the father of Kiryat Yarim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, Haref, the father of Beth Gader, and Shobal, the father of Kiryat Yarim, had sons, Aroeh, and half of the Manassehites, and the families of Kiryat Yarim, the Yitrites, and the Puhites, and the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. Of them came the Tereathites, and the Eshtaolites, the sons of Salma, Bethlehem, and the Netophathites, Atarot, the house of Joab, and half of the Manahethites, the Zorites, and the families of the scribes which dwelt at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These are the Kenites that came of Hamad, the father of the house of Rehab.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thanks for that playing of First Chronicles chapter 2.
All right.
I guess we'll have our open prayer done by Mother Vernon.
Let's bow our heads. Dear Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to share your love with others and the opportunity to receive that love. Help us to find others who can encourage growth in our relationship with you. Dear Father, to fill us with your Holy Spirit so that we may receive your divine help in every adversity. I thank everybody that on this line tonight, and we give and hope that what someone said will help us out through this week. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that opening prayer, Mother Garner. Okay, moving on. We get now to our first round, and our first round we have Auntie Carrie. Anything you like
you're
to
not going to play no song, Huber. You're not going to play no song?
He ain't got to play no song.
No. Oh, he don't have to.
Hold on a minute. Let me see. Let me see here. Okay, just a minute. Just one more minute.
We have to play one, Hubert.
I had set up. I was trying to see if it was going to work on the speaker.
Okay.
And then I forgot about it after we got started.
I promise you will. did it? Did she make the head count? Can't leave that in the can. I still can't leave it in the can. You got to put it in the jar.
Well, we share what's on our heart out of the Word of God, and we call on Auntie Carrie.
Yes, I'm coming from Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 to 12. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Behold, I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. Thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See that I have this day set thee over the nation and over the kingdom and root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down and to build and plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Jeremiah, what thou seest? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then the Lord said unto me, Thou hast seen well, for I has my word performed it. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, What thou seest? And I said, I see a pot, and the faces thereof toward the north. Amen.
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 Thank you for the leaving us carry. Moving along, we're going to Auntie Dot.
Okay, I'm coming out of Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all his land. Send forth of honor of his name. Make his praise glorified. Say unto God, How terrible art thou in thy work. Though the greatest of thy power shall climb in it, submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. they shall sing of their name. Come and see the work of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. To turn the sea into dry land, they went through the flood of on foot. Where they did, we rejoice in him. He ruled it by his power forever. His eyes behold the nation. Let not be rebellious against themselves. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and suffer not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proven us, thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidest affliction upon our line. Thou hast caused men to ride over our head. We went through fire and through water, but thou bringest us out into a wealthy place. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, moving along to Sister Vicki. Anything you have to share this evening?
Yes, I have a devotion that I'd like to share. I would do the scripture that's coming from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 12, followed by a reading, and then I have three more supporting scriptures.
Okay.
Are you ready? All right. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. But if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. And so the message is, three reporters. Do you pay attention to who you're letting speak into your life and who you're coming into agreement with? If it's negative people who pour cold water on your face and cause you to doubt, it's time to come out of that agreement. That's going to limit you. You have to come into agreement with faith-filled, favor-filled, all things of possible people. You need to be in agreement with dream releases, with people who don't limit you to what you can do, what you can have, or what you know. Dream releasers are people who know that God can do more than you can ask of him. Dream releasers are people who are bold, who believe for what God put in your heart, and even when they don't see how it can happen. They will lift you up when you fall. They will stand with you through thick and thin. When they agree with you, a power is released. A favor, a blessing that only comes from the two of you joining your faith is the power of agreement. So three supporting scripture about cooperating, helpfulness, and unity among one another. The first one is from Exodus 17, verse 12. And it reads, but Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were already all steady until the going down of the sun. And Second Chronicles, verse 28, not verse 28, I'm sorry, chapter 28, verse 15. And the men which were expressed by name rose up and took the captive, and with the spoil clothed all that were naked among them, and arrayed them and shod them and gave them to eat and to drink, and anointed them and carried all the feeble of them upon ashes, and brought them to Jericho, the city of the palm trees, to their brethren. Then they returned to Samaria. And the last scripture would be 1 Corinthians, first chapter, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and there be no division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Amen.
Amen. Okay, we move on to our sister Shirley. Anything you would like to share this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from Matthew chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. The pastor spoke on this today, and his subject was, "Can the Lord count on you?" The scripture reads, "Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone say anything to you, you shall say, the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once.' This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Say to the daughters of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.' The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and colt and put them on their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowd that went before him and that followed him were shouting, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna the highest.'" And the question today was, what kind of people does God need to follow him? Those who will follow his command. In verses 6 and 7, the disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. Can he count on you to go and do when he asks you to go and do? Rhetorical question. I do not need the answer. Secondly, those who will furnish some contribution. Verses 8 and 9 said, "Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowd that went before him," no, I read the wrong one. Well, they brought, most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Can the Lord count on you to give something of yours out of love for others without him asking you to? And the crowd that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." He needs those who will offer praise and celebration. Can the Lord count on you to offer praise and celebration without him asking you to? These are the people that God needs to follow him. Disciples, do what the Lord says do. Whatever you have comes from God, comes from the Lord. So you should be willing to give back to the Lord with the main message that I got from that today. Amen.
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 That reading, Sister Shirley. Okay, moving on along, we had Auntie Betty. You have anything you'd like to share with the family this evening?
Yes, I'm coming from the Book of John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was true light, which lighteth every man that come into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name, which was born not of blood, not of the will of flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and crying, saying, this was he whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received. The grace of for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. This is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confess, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Are there Elijah? And he said, I am not. Are there a prophet? And he said, no. Then said he, they unto him, whom art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us, what sayest thou of thyself? And he said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, making straight the way of the Lord, and said the prophet Elijah. And they which were sent was the Pharisees, and they asked him, and said unto him, why baptize thou then, if thou be not the Christ, not Elijah, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there is standing one among you whom ye knew not. He is who come after me, before me, whose shoes that I am not worthy to unloose. These things was done in Bethlehem beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seen Jesus coming unto him and said, behold the Lamb of God, which take away the sins of the world. This is he whom I said after coming after me, a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come, baptizing with water. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Daddy. Sister Donna, she passed. She'll just be a listener on our program today. Next, we have Mother Vonna.
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 41. And it said, blessed is who had regard for the weak. The Lord deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will protect him and preserve his life. He will bless him in the land and not surrender him in to the desire of his foe. The Lord will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness. I said, O Lord, have mercy on me. Heal me, for I have sinned against you. My enemies say to me in malice, when will he die and his name perish? Have one come to see me. He speaks falsely while his heart gathers slander. Then he goes out and spreads his song. All of my enemies whisper together against me. They imagine the worst for me, saying, a vile disease shall beset him. He will never get up from the palace where he lies. And even my close friend, whom I trust, he was sharing my bread, have lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, have mercy on me. Raise me up that I may repay them. I know that you are pleased with me, for my enemy does not triumph over me. In my integrity you uphold me and set me in your presence forever. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, forever, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother Vonna. Okay, we come. I will go last. I'll be coming out the book of Psalms, Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet water. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay. That take us until our sick and shut in. I don't have everyone's name on the sick and shut in. So I'll just say a prayer for the sick and the shut-in this evening.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how once again, O Lord, asking you to stretch forth your hand upon the sick and the shut-in, Lord. Let them know that you are healed, that you are God in time of need. Have us to lean upon you, Lord. Have them to reach and pray unto you, O God, to give them the strength and encouragement that they need to make it through this day. One day at a time is all we ask, O Lord. For we know you is able, and we promise to give you the power, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 All right. Well, that takes us to our birthday. Okay. That's June the 6th through July the 25th. June the 25th, I mean. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well,
I don't do the 6th till July. Come on, be quiet, will you please? June the 25th to July the 3rd. Okay, I don't see no one. Does anyone have any birthdays they'd like to add on to the list today? For June 25th to July the 1st.
I have a niece. Jessica Tompkins, her birthday is the 26th of June. And my son, Prince Lamar, he's coming up. His birthday is July
1. Mm. Amen.
And
amen.
Also my sister-in-law,
amen.
Too. July 1, yes.
Okay.
Thank
you. Can I get your son's name again?
My son's name, Prince Lamar Huffman, my niece, Jessica Tompkins, and my sister-in-law, Monica Tompkins.
Jessica and Monica is on the same day?
My son and Monica on July 1, and Jessica is on June 26.
Okay, I got the son, Lamar, and who else?
My sister-in-law, Monica Tompkins.
Monica, okay.
July 1, uh-huh.
Okay, I got it.
And you
okay.
got Jessica.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I got Jessica on the 26th, and Lamar and Monica, July the 1st.
Yeah.
If there's any more birthdays, you need to be recognized. Hello. Now, we got a lot of background noise. Do you mind moving your phone if you're not speaking at this moment, please? Okay. Now we need someone to sing the birthday song. I don't have the list in front of me, so I'm going to nominate Mother Vernon.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Amen.
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 Okay, thank you for that, Mother Vernon. That's my birthday song for this month, at this end of this month. We've now moving to our second part, where you can bring forth a praise or a song or another verse, even out the Bible. Anything you would like to share at this time. We'll start off with Speaking Low. I started off this evening. And I have a praise report. Today was Women's Day at True Holiness Church of God in Christ. And Sister Patton and Mother Vernon, they put on a great Mother's Day program today. I was trying to find a word that fit in there properly, but I just couldn't come up with it. I would just like to say they put forth a good program today, and I sort of admire them for being able, with short staff, to pull off a show for today. And if you all would like, go to True Holiness, Arizona, on YouTube, and you can pull it up and watch it if you like. That's Women's Day, June 25th, 2023, at YouTube, True Holiness, Arizona. Amen.
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 Okay. Now we go to Auntie Carrie. Anything else you would like to share with the family this evening?
Yeah, I would like to share one verse of Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading out of Psalms, Auntie Carrie. Okay, next we have Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay. Next we have Sister Vicky.
Okay, I would like to read Psalms 133. It's sort of fitting in with the first part of my message that I shared with everyone. And this is the benefit of communion of saints. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments. As the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. Amen.
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 And for that reason, I have the book of Psalms 133, Sister Vicky. Next on the roll, we have Sister Shirley.
Just a prayer. Lord, give me the strength to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
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 Yes, thank you, Sister Shirley, for the serenity prayer. Okay, we're moving on. We have Mother Barnum. Anything else you would like to share with the family this evening?
I pass.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, let me see here. Did I get Auntie Betty?
No.
Auntie Betty, anything you would like to share with the family today?
Is she on mute?
Yeah.
She must be on mute.
Oh, yes. I have a praise report. I was on mute, sorry.
Okay.
I'm picking back on what you said. I saw your mom today and Angela. I think they were excellent. I enjoyed the whole program. I sat all evening listening, but it was good. It was worth the wait. So y'all would say, well, excellent. So let's keep up the good work. God is working with you. So use it and do what he said do.
Amen.
Thanks for that praise report, Auntie Betty. Okay, did I get Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Yes.
I did a 2 minutes of prayer.
Okay, I forgot the market. Okay, does anyone have anything they would like to say at this moment? Okay, we're at the point now to where we choose those that will be participating next week. We'll be First Chronicles chapter 3. Isn't that right, Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who would like to play First Chronicles chapter 3? That'll be July the 2nd. Everybody don't volunteer at one time.
Auntie Dot. You hear me?
Thank you, Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, and now we have the opening prayer. Who would like to give us the opening prayer next week?
Auntie Betty.
It's a toss-up between Auntie Betty and Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Betty.
Let Carrie do it.
we do have another. How about if I put Auntie Betty for the opening and Auntie Carrie for the closes?
Oh,
you got it.
Amen.
You got it.
Amen.
This is working together. Amen. Okay. Well, now all we have left is the closing prayer. I can't understand who she had down here. Is this Carrie?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Carrie will be doing the closing prayer today also. Thank you for your participation, Auntie Carrie. Let's go ahead and
yes.
close the prayer, please.
Oh, yes. Father, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. Lord, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your song. We thank you for your verses out the Bible. Lord, just not let us just hear. And let us dwell on our heart that we may live what we talked about tonight. Lord, just give us the strength and the wisdom to do your will. And that is to teach others how to live Christ-like. Lord, thank you for this program and thank you for the people that are participating. Lord, we just thank you so much that we can get together and read your word. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Family that pray together, stay together, I'm told.
Amen.
I would like to thank you all for joining in this evening. We had a wonderful time. I hope something was shared that you can take throughout your week, something godly, a treasure in your heart, the word of God. We thank you, family, for gathering together to give God praise. Walk with Jesus. And to all I say until next week, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Y'all have a good night.
Amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night.